This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. At ease. So this is the best we got? Well, I'm in a dire situation, so I'll take what I can get. I'll put it to you straight. I'm in a bit of a jam, and I need some volunteers. I'm not going to lie to you. The team I'm putting together, well, a few of you aren't going to make it back. With that said, who among you is going to step up? Heh, I guess nobody liked my sales pitch. Fine, let's see here. Private Bowl and Spoon, get up here. I see you trying to hide PFC cereal. Time to go to work. Specialist Whole Milk, get up here. Actually, disregard that. The Mrs. would have my hide if she caught me fraternizing with Whole Milk. Specialist Skin Milk, waiting on you. You all are now part of Operation Balanced Breakfast. You are all part of a team now whose central goal is to eliminate hunger. As soon as Lieutenant Toast is ready, we can begin. Now, while I wait, I can listen to the latest episode of The Masculine Journey. They're talking about the importance of teamwork and being in a team that supports you. Why, even Jesus rode with a squad that had his six. And if a team was good enough for our Lord and Savior, it's good enough for all of us. Ooh, my toast is ready.
You know, I guess if you're out there, you're saying, well, what's wrong with being by yourself? What's wrong with being the lone wolf? Right. Well, if Jesus, who could have done everything by himself, chose not to because it was better for him to have a team, not that he needed the team, right? But he chose to have a team. He came from a team, right? Yeah. That's the whole thing. We originated from a team. It was called the Trinity, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But we were made in community, and we talked about that before. Our hearts were made for community, and we're better in community. Yes, there's a time to walk in the desert alone, and Jesus did that. We all have to do that. We're never meant to do that forever. We're meant to be part of something bigger, part of God's team, walking in that.
Yeah, and you were just saying earlier, you know, like we're talking about, well, who has some scripture, this or that, and it was exactly where I was at the time when you're asking that was, well, we are grounded in Genesis 1:26, let us, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the infinite eternal team, make man in our image according to our likeness. We're so unique in all of creation, and we're in that team, that Holy Trinity that governs everything we do.
Mm-hmm. I think Andy would call it the A-team.
Yeah. He would.
Later on in the show, I will.
Yeah, he will get to that a little bit later, maybe, if we play his clip. And so it remains to be seen. But no, Robbie, you actually have the first clip this time, so if you want to tell us about that.
Yeah, well, as soon as I heard the topic, I thought, well, you know, especially if it comes to Masculine Journey, you can't help but relate to the idea of the Dirty Dozen, right? Which, you know, if you're born in the 50s like me, you would have been about the age that you wanted to see The Dirty Dozen when it came out in the 60s. And The Dirty Dozen was a movie about 12 convicts that were all on death row that they used in World War II to, you know, put behind enemy lines and wreak havoc. You know,
havoc.
Yeah. Well, it was ravage and havage. No, yeah. Or havage.
Whatever. Yeah, it's there's words in there somewhere.
Was that Hebrew?
It is now.
I'm a trained professional, just saying.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.